Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
71 North shut down at Oldham County line, semi blocking the freeway. So know that if 71 North is in your wheelhouse this morning, be prepared to stop or seek an alternate route while they get that cleared. So, kind of a mess early this morning here. 199.7 DJX. Remember, we were talking about this earlier this week, and I know, Kelly, the term NFT is still lost on you, but that's okay. I mean, I don't have a great grasp on it anyways. My basic knowledge is that it is something on the internet that you can't reproduce, and it's like artwork. It's like buying artwork on the internet.
It's just forever going to be weird in my mind.
Yeah, so Chris Crocker, remember we were saying that he was selling his infamous Leave Britney Alone video from like 10 years ago.
Uh-huh. Which is on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it.
It has been sold. He did it. He was able to sell it for $44,000.
Good for him.
So you know what is interesting to me, and I would be curious to know, because YouTube paid him for that video. I'm assuming he's earning, you know, money per click on that viral video.
Probably, maybe.
I don't know.
So does that get shut down if he sells the rights?
Well, no. I don't think it does. But I would be curious to know if he made more on the sale of the NFT or on the actual video itself from YouTube. So.
Well, I was going to say it's been out there for a long time.
Yeah, but it hasn't been top of mind for a while. So I would imagine the clicks have leveled off and
well,
you know,
I don't
maybe
know,
gone
because
away.
There's been a resurgence in Britney interest with the documentary recently.
But
Free Britney, all the stuff. And he, like I said, he's kind of like gained himself a following.
Yeah, but
as of late.
Do you know off the top of your head if the original video on his YouTube channel is still there? Because I know that he had deleted his YouTube channel back in like 5 years ago or so. So I don't know if that original video even still exists. I know there are copies probably all around.
There's a ton of copies.
Well, yeah.
So you can still see it.
Right. But I mean, like his, owned by Chris Crocker. That's the question. So,
I don't know.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anyways, $44,000, boom, just like that. So not a bad week for old Chris there as he's selling off his Leave Britney Alone as an NFT. Today, we got the feel-good stories every hour. We got the vigilante in an hour checking in, hacking in. We have we have to calm down a bride-to-be. And
oh, okay.
It's Throwback Thursday, that freight train of fun. So a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Dive into it here on 99.7 DJX. Man, we must have struck a chord yesterday with our group therapy about the stuffed animal. Remember, a listener named Paige had messaged us and was like, hey, my boyfriend is great. He just has about 24 stuffed animals that he keeps on a shelf, one of them in his bed, in his bedroom. And she's like, is this like a red flag? Like, I don't know. I've never experienced this before. Ton of people jumped in on this. And the overwhelming majority is like, listen, if he ain't doing anything like sick and perverted with those animals, let's just leave it alone.
Yeah, not bad.
It shows a sensitive side. And, you know, Nancy checks in and says, girl, if he talks to them and makes them talk back, then maybe a problem. Other than that, keep them. Maybe he wants them for his kids. Kendra's like, you know, in my history of dating after divorce, it's my opinion, a lot of guys are insensitive. I think this shows just the opposite. I, for one, would be bragging rather than concerned. Just my opinion. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of people are just like, yeah, you know, that's a small concern in the big scheme of things. So,
and not really even a concern.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I love seeing all the people that are offering up their own freak flags, you know, showing, and you know, I use that in quotes because everybody has their own freak flag. But it's like, you know, hey, you know, I'm 42 and I love to dress up like a Viking. Okay.
A Viking.
Yeah.
I like it.
You know, and it's like, I'm 38 and I have a large 3-foot stuffed teddy bear that I love to keep around, you know, and like show people are like jumping in and saying, hey, you know, I'm this age and I still keep that. It's all right. So, yeah, if you want to kind of see all the comments or even hear the original conversation that we had yesterday, it's all there. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. You can grab it. WDJX.com. Yeah, that one got a ton of people jumping in on
that.
Oh,
yeah, one. So many great comments. There's one, just last one. Megan said, I'm almost 33. Not only does my boyfriend buy me any stuffed hippo he finds, he also hung up 2 stuffed animal nets in our room for me to keep them all together. That's what you do when you love someone. I love it. Stuffed hippos.
Yeah,
so cute.
Yeah, those like stuffed animal hammocks. Yeah, that's funny.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, hey, coming up next, It's a feel-good story. We do these every hour throughout the morning.
Couple of guard terriers are in the spotlight for this one.
Okay. All right.
They're all like, not today, Satan.
Okay. We'll dive into those guard terriers next. Feel good stories every hour brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
So we put the spotlight on a couple of terriers. Typically, you know, they don't really get a reputation as guard dogs.
Sure.
But that didn't stop these two from protecting their home in California from an unexpected intruder. I'm talking about a brown bear.
Oh, a bear. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So Dee Dee Mueller was taking a nap on Sunday in the house when one of her dogs suddenly ran out of the room, started barking. The other terrier, of course, quickly following, also barking. She didn't know it, but a brown bear had wandered into the house through an open back door.
Into the house?
Oh, yeah, just kind of wandering into the kitchen, wow. All caught on security camera, you know, okay. Just kind of checking stuff out. She posted the footage on YouTube saying, young bear visited our Pasadena hillside home, ventured into the house through the open kitchen door. Our two small terriers, Squirt and Maymay, said no. Ran them off.
Sure.
Like, they just kind of,
yeah,
and
yeah.
And the bear's just like, All right, settle down. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Scurries off.
I feel like, and listen, I'm no bear expert, but bear, like loud noises startle bears, and they like, they're not about that, you know?
And little dogs think they're way bigger than they are.
Yeah, they've got that little dog complex for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
And they were all just like, no, you do not belong here, sir.
Right.
Turn around and leave.
And the bear's like, oh, my bad.
All right. My bad. Do you have any snacks, though? Because I'm kind of hungry.
Right.
I'm guessing. That's probably the exchange. But we'll tweet out the crazy video. It's pretty insane. At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, cool. Feel good. Good dogs.
Not today, Satan.
Right. At Ben and Kelly Show. All right, setting the bar. Small examples, big examples, small examples, big examples of what not to do. So here's the thing. Kelly, you're eating eggs right now, yes?
Yes, I am.
You're not a coffee drinker, but I get that. So
OJ.
Okay, OJ and eggs. But you are in your house, am I right?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Tasty, delicious.
All right, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into your neighbor's house and helping yourself to some eggs and coffee, well, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no. I do have brand new neighbors. Mm. I have met them.
Mm-hmm.
And he does work for Waffle House.
Ah.
So there could be maybe a possibility, but I think I'll ask first.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea because to Florida we go. Wendy, she had a hankering for some breakfast, so she decided to go home, fix herself some. Here's the problem. Wasn't her home.
Oh, dang.
The homeowner had actually gone to work. Her 3 children, 16, 10, and 7, were still asleep in the house. So
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, kind of scary. The 16-year-old wakes up, has a head about her, actually calls her mom, says, Mom, there's a lady in our kitchen eating breakfast. So,
Is Wendy actually their neighbor, or, like, had they met her before?
Never met her before. Nope. So, the homeowner returns from work, finds Wendy drinking coffee, actually had made herself some eggs, too. And
delicious.
Yeah, Wendy was confused, wouldn't leave, so police were called. She was arrested and charged with burglary and of an occupied dwelling.
she's sitting there having her coffee, and she didn't look around and not recognize her surroundings.
I think Wendy was probably had some influence in this decision. System. Yeah. So again, okay. Eggs, coffee, delicious, great for breakfast, for sure.
In your own kitchen.
There you go. You can manage to make it through the day without breaking into your neighbor's house, helping yourself to some eggs and coffee, well, you're doing okay. All right.
That reminds me. I think I'm going to look at security cameras today.
There you go. I'm setting the bar.
Falling in love with the one that could break my heart.
All right.
Heart.
So the vigilante hacked in BEAT. B-E-A-T is the winning word there on 99.7 DJX. BEAT. That's very threatening. BEAT. B-E-A-T. If you get that into the website at WDJX.com, you could be $1,000 richer.
A beat of the song. I think that's what he means. It's a radio station.
Oh, all right. Well, I took it a completely violent way.
Wow, that didn't occur to you at all?
No, it did not. That was... Okay. Yeah, all right. So...
All right.
Anyways, BEAT is the winning word to get in at WDJX.com. Have you seen the new White Claw that is coming out?
I've heard of it. Like, I saw a headline, but I didn't even read the headline. I just saw White Claw and I didn't look.
Yeah, so, you know, White Claw Summer, White Claw, all that. It's one of the favorite drinks because, you know, it's low calorie. I feel like you'd love this because it's not really like drinking alcohol, but White Claw
It's fruity, right?
Yeah, White Claw has now, it's a hard seltzer, that basically. So it's like you're drinking water, but you're drinking alcohol. Anyways.
Okay.
So they've come out with a higher alcohol content White Claw. Surge.
Oh.
Instead of 5% alcohol, it's now 8% alcohol. And you're getting 16 ounces instead of 12. So you're getting a pint now of 8% alcohol, which, you know, if you're equating that to beer, an 8% alcohol beer, that'll kick you in the butt. So
beware of how many you have.
Dang, I know. I mean, this is like, if we're looking White Claw Summer, this is going to go hard.
So just pace yourself, ladies. Because, right, it's like a chick drink, isn't it? Or do guys like it?
I've seen guys drink it, but yes, I think it is...
Does appeal more to the ladies.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Now, this is still less alcohol than the Four Loko, which always gets memed out. That has up to like 14% cans. Yeah. But people, like Twitter is taking notice and like White Claw Surge going to destroy me this summer. I'm so hyped. People are pretty excited about that. So,
awesome.
Right now, you can only get it in single cans. You can't buy them in like 24 packs. So,
cause they're telling you, pace yourself.
Yeah. I mean, and I gotta look at that and be like, you know, I've had White Claw and I gotta be honest. I'm not against it. I think it's a delicious little malt beverage drink sort of thing.
It sounds refreshing.
Yeah. I typically don't go that way, but if someone offers it to me, I'm not going to turn them away. So anyways, that is trending right now, especially on Twitter, the White Claw Summer that people are getting excited for because of the 8% alcohol content in the new Surge cans, which, by the way, this is not an endorsement, nor is it a commercial. I just saw it's trending, and why is this trending? Well, that's why it's trending. It's because it's...
Ain't no laws, right?
That's right. I think that's what it is. Ain't no laws when there's claws, right? I mean, there are laws. Keep that in mind.
Yes. And with more alcohol, you got to be more aware.
Yeah. Do feel-good stories every single hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
We go to New Jersey for this one.
All right.
Where a couple there say two police officers saved their newborn's life after he decided to enter the world in his parents' bathroom.
I think I let out the biggest scream ever.
His scream was louder than any of my contractions.
It was 2:30 in the morning on Good Friday. Once the contractions began, Dad started packing for the hospital, but their second child had other plans.
The head I delivered myself, and then the rest of the body, thankfully my husband was there for that.
Baby was actually still blue at the time. Asked my partner for a bulb syringe, did a quick suction out of there. Short time later, he gave us a little squeak. and his color started coming to his body.
Officers Mike Muller and Rob Cangelosi from the Woodridge, New Jersey Police Department not only got the baby breathing, they tied his umbilical cord with the father's shoelace.
Oh. As long as the family's healthy, the baby's healthy, it's a good day for us.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. The parents are Sasha and Michael Jackson, and nice. Their newborn son is Nico. And this all started like 2:30 in the morning, 2 days before his due date. Like, okay. She started having contractions.
Yeah.
He jumps up, starts packing. Within minutes and two pushes, boom.
Wow.
You heard all that unfold.
Yeah.
Crazy. And he's adorable. Great video, too. And just, you know, heroic efforts from the police officers and making sure that, you know, he started breathing.
Yeah.
And they could get him to the hospital, get him all checked out, make sure everything's okay. And it is. And then the officers ended up showing up. They came back a couple of days later, brought a baby police outfit for Nico. And then the older brother, Luca, got a toy police car and got to sit inside the real cruiser and check it out. So
nice.
Great story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Rachel texted in and said, I have a crazy birth story for you, too. My best friend's sister was at the airport to fly home 2 years ago with her other toddler. They went to the bathroom before they were going to board the flight. She went into labor in the airport bathroom. Medical staff at the airport actually delivered the baby.
Oh my gosh, I mean, that's amazing.
I mean, it's like when the baby wants to come, the baby's going to come. And
yep.
It don't matter.
It's like, it's time.
Yep, it's time.
Get ready, Mom. I hope you can catch.
Wow. All right. That's a feel-good yeah. story.
Yep, we'll tweet out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, we got to talk this listener, or at least calm her down, according to her.
I'm like kind of freaking out, and I feel like I need somebody to kind of calm me down.
Okay.
Oh, wow. When you're freaking out, you come to us, right?
Well, 100% you do.
Yeah.
Makes for good radio.
Uh-huh.
Group therapy coming up here in just about 10 minutes on 99.7.
I'm freaking out, though.
DJX. Kind of funny. Yesterday, you know, a lot of schools are still doing some form of maybe a virtual learning, NTI. Well, yesterday, you know, our midday girl, Sarah, she was doing kind of a session on podcasts and stuff like that with this elementary here in town, the Jacob Elementary School. And so as part of it, she like jumps into our webcam while the class is in session. And Kelly's wearing a robe.
I had no idea. Like, we were given no warning. And I was a little cold. So I just put on a little big fuzzy robe over my outfit. And so that's really all you see. It's kind of look like I'm relaxing at the spa. And then she texts me and she's like, wave, Kelly.
Right.
So I waved. Well, and we're just kind of still just working. I'm looking at another tab. Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. We can't see what she's looking at.
Right, right. And I can't hear what she's saying or anything. But it's funny.
You were just like looking. You were in the corner. You weren't even looking at the camera or anything.
Right. I was off typing, and so it's like behind the scenes while the song is playing, she jumps into our, you know, our radio show via our webcam, and
she's kind of like in the little backstage area of the webcam broadcast, and so, like, you know, I guess they could see what we're looking at right now, but it was just kind of weird because we couldn't hear anything.
No, that's funny.
We weren't participating in any way.
Yeah.
We were just there.
And so, yeah, she was just showing kind of as an example, you know, the way we're doing it right now. But I think what would have been funny is if you would have had like curlers in your hair and like been doing like maybe a mud mask or something like that.
An hour earlier, that would have happened.
That would have been great. Anyways, shout out to Jacob Elementary there for you know, having a little peek inside our studio there, and sorry for what you saw.
It wasn't great.
All right. Which, by the way, we retweeted that so you can kind of see the screenshot of everything at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. Hey, coming up next, we got to kind of talk listener off the edge, Claire.
I'm like kind of freaking out, and I feel like I need somebody to kind of calm me down.
She had sent us a message, and really, it's about her fiance. So we're going to dive into that and see what we can find out, what her issues are. And we're going to need you to kind of chime in and either calm her down or say, hey, look, this kind of is a red flag. So Maybe something to address.
If she was listening yesterday and it has anything to do with stuffed animals, we covered that. It's fine.
Right. We did cover that already. All right. So that's group therapy. It's coming up next. You know, you ever need a second or third opinion and someone who's not necessarily invested in your situation to weigh in, you can just shoot us a message at Ben and Kelly Show and we'll toss it out to the group and see, you know, what we can do for you. And, you know, I'm telling you, when you're in a relationship, one of the big things is masks. And what masks do you have up and what do you take down? And especially if you're looking to get married, I think, you know, making sure that everybody has a mask that is off is important. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, first off, Claire, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, so walk us through what you sent us, because there's a lot here.
I know. I'm like kind of freaking out, and I feel like I need somebody to kind of calm me down.
Okay.
Basically, my boyfriend and I I guess he's my fiance now.
Right.
We just got engaged last month, and, you know, we got our engagement pictures taken and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what happened was my fiance was in the bathroom, and he told me that he remembered that our photographer sent him a message on Instagram, like, asking if they could use our pictures for the account or something, and, like, you know, if we were cool with it.
Okay.
We totally were, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So his phone was just, like, sitting on the coffee table right there, and picked it up, and I opened the Instagram to read the messages from the photographer.
Yeah.
And when I opened it up, there was this notification that he had another new message. And when I looked, I saw it wasn't from the photographer.
Okay.
And so I looked and I was like, wait, hold on. I actually don't recognize any of these people in his messages.
Okay, so who were they?
It was like a bunch of these interactions with people who just, like, look like hot Instagram models or want to be influencers sort of things, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, and so, well, at first I was, like, kind of confused because it didn't look like his profile. So I went, and it was his face, but it wasn't his, like, normal profile, you know?
Oh. Did he have any, like, pictures posted or anything?
Well, so it didn't have any pictures from us, but it did have, like, some other random ones that I've never seen before.
Mm.
And it was, like, his username was his middle name.
Oh.
And the date of, or his year of birth,
right,
sort of thing.
Right.
So my fiance, he was still in the bathroom, and I was, like, starting to get in my head and get really nervous, you know, because I was, like, it's real, am I seeing something right, and am I making a big deal sort of thing?
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? But I decided to go back into the DMs, and I saw that he started to respond to a lot of these random people who looked like these models with, like, the heart emoji eyes, or...
Oh, jeez.
Or comment, like, hot or sexy on some and everything.
Oh, jeez.
I know. And so my heart is racing because this does not seem like my fiance at all.
Right.
And I didn't know what was going on. So I, you know, quickly switched back to his profile, like his real one.
Oh, okay.
Put his phone down like nothing happened.
Uh-huh.
You know, and just waited for him to get out of the bathroom.
Right.
You know, and when he did, I told him that it was fine if the photographer used our picture, but I wanted to see it first.
So, what did you do after that? Did you say anything, address it with him or anything?
Well, honestly, right after, I just, like, felt so sick, and I just needed to cool off. So I was like, I'm going for a quick jog, and I just kind of bounced and left.
So how long ago was this?
Now, it's been a couple of days. It was a little earlier in the week.
Uh-huh.
And I honestly haven't said anything to him because I just don't know how to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if I'm being honest, I don't know if I want to know the answer.
Yeah, I understand that.
I don't know. It's
like, part of me knows that guys look at these dirty websites and stuff like that. So in my head, I'm like, okay, maybe this is some version of that, and there's nothing to worry about. But I don't know. At the same time, I just got engaged to this man.
Yeah, and you're seeing now, like, this side of him that you didn't know existed.
Yeah, and not even the side of him, but, like, a side that he has purposely kept hidden.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Kelly is chomping at the bit to chime in here, so... Claire, hang tight. I mean, I think a lot of people already are texting in, like, red flag, red flag, red flag. But we'll try to help you out here, okay?
Yeah. I'm just really in my head and confused.
Yeah, Jamie, just one word, run.
Yeah, all my girls are texting me. Leslie's like, red flag. Dawn's like, all the red flags. Pay attention and act on your instinct. It'll save you so much heartache later. No, not all guys look at dirty pictures. Don't make excuses. A heartache now versus a heart life disaster later. A lie is a lie. And then Jacqueline said, leave. Save yourself from that misery. My four-year relationship ended yesterday morning.
Aww.
And this was him for the first 2 years of our relationship.
Oh, with like
if
a...
With doing, you know, interacting with people on Instagram.
Yeah.
If he respects you and loves you, he wouldn't need to look at any other woman in that way. Telling someone they're sexy, whether it be in person or on social media, is a boundary that should not be crossed. Kim texted, said, just go find that profile on Instagram and follow it. Then he'll know you know.
Wow.
That's a good way to go. Or, but then so many other people are just like, run. There's a lot of personal stories that people are sharing. Allison said, he has a double life. My 10-year marriage ended because of this.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then Sarah said, my ex did this 10 years ago. He's still doing it. Hasn't kept a woman longer than a year or two. Run away. Never look back. They don't change.
Cassandra messaged on Facebook. It's one thing for him to look at the stuff, but it's a completely different thing for him to create a secretive Instagram account that you know nothing about to do this. This sends red flags, in my opinion. Makes me wonder what else he's hiding. And if all he's doing is commenting here and there, why would he need this other account that you know nothing about?
Yep, that's the biggest thing, is the whole thing that it's secret and he's interacting with them. And what else is he not telling her?
Yeah, Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show all the time. And you're kind of saying the same thing Cassandra did, right? What's your thought?
What's got to happen with her? She's got to have a conversation with this guy right now. I mean, right now, like, she should have had it yesterday. Her nerves should be a little calm by now. She's got to have it. There's a problem somewhere. If she has a conversation with him to find out how long it's been going on, why he's hidden it. I mean, there's so many questions that I've got for this guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, before she marries this man, she's got to have a conversation. Is it a red flag? Yes, it is. But is it a deal breaker? You don't know unless you dive into the specifics of it. I know a lot of women are going, leave, run. I get that.
Yeah.
But that's the women's side of it. From a man's side, it's not uncommon for men or even women to fantasize and look at, you know, other people in a different light. But those are usually celebrities and people like that. But if he's hiding this from her, my question is, what else is he hiding?
Yeah, that's the real concern, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So she's got to have a conversation with him, and he has to either, one, make an effort to cut it out, go to therapy if he needs to, or whatever that looks like. Again, there's so many questions that obviously we can't dive into on the radio, but she's got to know, and she's got to know right now.
Andrew, the Love Doctor, thank you, sir.
Keep on loving, my man. Love you guys.
All right, see you, buddy.
Later.
Yeah, Emily's all like, I think you know that this is a deal breaker, and that's why you don't want to bring it up to him, but you can't ignore this.
Marina said, talk to him. No one knows the depth of your relationship, your experiences, or what either of you have been through better than you. You'll know whether it's a deal breaker or not based on how he discusses the situation with you. At the end of the day, if you all can't have a mature conversation about it, then maybe marrying him, for better or for worse, isn't a good idea anyway.
Man, I tell you, I like the idea, though, of having either you or one of your girlfriends find that account and follow it. Like,
I would follow it, yeah. Just to kind of see.
Or even
what kind of interactions he's having.
Yeah. Or even like have your girlfriend even like slide into the DM and see like something.
Ooh.
if you don't want to address it, at least then you have the excuse. Hey, my friend found this account that she noticed your face or whatever.
Looks
you know,
a lot like you.
Yeah, like something.
Yeah, just
I don't
kind
know.
Of innocently. But even still, like she was afraid of like telling him that she saw this, but he told her to look at his phone. So, you know, she doesn't have anything to feel bad about.
That's
in
true.
The fact that she saw this information the way she did.
Yeah, and the fact that she feels like she's, you know, hiding something or doing something bad by quote, snooping.
Or invading his privacy. Yeah. She wasn't snooping. He told her to look at his phone, and that's what she saw.
Oh, jeez. All right. Yeah. It's funny. There are some people who are commenting about Andrew the Love Doctor and his, quote, advice.
And then listen. He is our expert. He gives some good advice. I trust him.
Matt the truck driver says, nope, Love Doctor. She needs to dump him, never look back. All right.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, we don't know the depth of their relationship and everything that has led up to this. So we definitely need to tell him, have a conversation. And, you know, maybe he just doesn't realize that is bad.
All right. Well, I'm definitely going to ask her to follow up after the fact and see if we can get a little bit more on this. That's group therapy. I think we're all saying it's a red flag. This needs to be addressed, right?
Well, yes. The biggest issue for everybody that I can see in all the comments is that it's a fake account and he's interacting.
Yep. All right.
That's the biggest red flag.
Kelly, you're a mom.
I am. Yep. Last time I checked.
Two kids, Jacob, Ava, and listen, there is now a quiz, or at least a way to find out if you're a cool mom, according to this survey. So do you want to find out?
Okay.
So first
of all,
I feel
as though I'm not going to do well with this, but okay.
First of all, identifying yourself as a cool mom, do you say yes or no?
I feel like I am.
Okay,
my job makes me a little cool, right?
All right. 7 in 10 say yes. So there you go. You have already identified yourself as a cool mom. So now, among those that said, yeah, my mom's a cool mom, it is because the mom talks with their kids openly about anything and everything. 62% said yes. Would you pass that?
Yeah. We definitely try to make sure that they feel comfortable talking to us about anything.
All right. Cool mom points there for Kelly K. Could be the fact that letting the kids get away with things a, quote, normal mom wouldn't.
No, sir. I don't even know what that means, but I'm thinking no.
Okay, hang on. Let me find the buzzer.
Like, I do tell my kids no. Yeah. Hear no.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily saying a cool mom is the best way to go about parenting, but I'm just saying this is what the survey says. And then another reason or a way to become a cool mom is to spoil both her loved ones and herself, and that's what makes a mom cool and a cut above the rest. Would you say that is the case for you?
Buying them everything? We make them work for their own money. They can buy what they want.
Man,
they will get gifts, special occasions.
Man, you sound like a
they need to
you don't
earn
sound like
it.
A cool mom. and then another.
You're not raising good humans if they don't know the value of a dollar and working hard.
Again, you call yourself a cool mom though, and then all of a sudden you're saying no to all this. So yeah,
it's going downhill.
Definitely failing on this one. And then it's juggling responsibilities from watching the mom do it all over the years. That is a checkbox in the cool mom category. So would you say?
Oh, yeah. It's easier to juggle things here than it was when I was going, you know, downtown.
Right. All right. So you got two bells in your corner and several of the buzzers. So I don't know if cool mom is necessarily what you are as you describe yourself as, but this is not according... To me, this is according to the internet.
Okay, so I watch Dude Perfect with my kids. I think that makes me cool. I love them. Okay. We're going to go see their show when they come here.
All right, great.
That makes me cool, right?
Sure. Okay, there you go. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is kind of more of a wow, that's kind of cool story.
All right.
Gary and Beth, they moved into their Illinois home in December, recently decided they had to repair a section of sidewalk that had started to slope. So Gary had to remove part of a stone wall on the sidewalk to make the repairs, and he discovered the entryway to a tunnel.
What?
Yeah, so he called Beth. He's like, you got to get home. You're not going to believe what I found. The tunnel's about 9 feet high, at least 60 feet deep.
Oh, wow.
So local historians there estimated that the tunnel was probably created in 1840, about 50 years before the house was built.
Dang.
And they, you know, obviously don't know the original purpose of it, but they said, you know, there's a few tunnels in their area. It could have been used as an ice house, a root cellar, could have been part of the Underground Railroad. You know, no proof of that, but there was a ferry there in that area to the Missouri side, so it's possible it could have been used for that. But just an amazing piece of history. It's really cool.
Holy cow. All right.
Yeah. We'll tweet out the news story so you can see it. Like I said, not, it's less of a feel-good and more of a, well, that's kind of amazing and cool. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Yeah.
So, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Carey Heating and Cooling here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, it is Throwback Thursday. It is a freight train, and it goes kind of hard for about a half an hour, from about 8:30 to about 9. So, we'll get to it. Your requests make up our playlist. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. The winning word was Fortune, F-O-R-T-U-N-E, Fortune. If you get that into the website at WDJX.com, you're in to win $1,000 of the vigilante who has hacked into our system and stolen our money to then turn around and give to you. So it's weird, but yes, $1,000 could be yours. All right. So next week at this time, we are going to be in the middle of the Kentucky Derby Festival mini marathon. And I am going to be about an hour and a half away from running my own, which is going to be so weird that I'm going to like do the show and then be like, all right, see, I got to go run a half marathon.
Is that going to give you enough time to prepare, Sparky? Because typically before you would kind of like wake up and like, you know, not long after all of that, like everything you would do would lead you up to being ready to run.
Well, and I know, and I'm not like a serious, serious runner, but like the serious runners, they have everything timed out. Like, you know, from the time they wake up to their nutrition before a race to their bathroom. To everything. And so, I mean, it is going to be weird. Like, I don't know whether I should stand or sit because I don't want to tire my legs out if I'm standing for the entire show.
Yeah, no, you should sit. We have chairs in there. Yeah. You should sit.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
And maybe wear an adult diaper just in case.
Wear an adult diaper. So
you
anyways.
You still have those around the office, right?
Yeah. If you want to sign up, there are still spots available for the mini marathon. The marathon's sold out, by the way. But the mini marathon, there are spots available for the Kentucky Derby Festival. You can text us the word course, and we'll send you the course outline in real time, plus in a way for you to actually get signed up for it. So just text us the word course. We'll send it over to you there. And you can sign up. And then in a week, you can knock it out. Maybe a goal of yours to do the half marathon there with the Kentucky Derby Festival. So
good luck, Sparky. We'll be thinking about you. Thoughts and prayers.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you. I'm just sad that you're not going to be able to be around to help me apply the nipple chafing, stick to my body.
Yeah, you'll have to
body.
You know, practice to, doing that by yourself.
I'm going to have
hope
to do that by myself.
Hope you can reach your own nipples.
Yeah, all right. Hopefully I can.
Yeah.
All right. Feel good story on the way. Give us just a few minutes. Get to that here on 99.7 DJX. All right, even though traffic's starting to move, James rolls in with, can we hear Move from Luda? Stuck on I-71. Get it. I get it. I understand.
Yeah, hour and a half.
Yep.
Oh, poor James.
Rollback Thursday.
Move. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. Move. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. Move.
Rollback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Your requests make up our playlist. Veronica, we got you. Yes, and a lot of people. Only way that you've got to honor DMX. All right. Yeah, absolutely. DMX. It's an obvious here for Throwback Thursday. A 99.7 DJX. Yep.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
99.7 DJX. Your requests make up our playlist.
Misty, she texts in. She says, first Throwback Thursday since I caught the Rona and just found out I'm pregnant. Can I get baby one more time?
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing.
Just found out you're pregnant. That's good news, right?
Yes, Misty. Congrats.
All right, there you go. Throwback Thursday. WJX Throwback Thursday.
Oh, I got a text from Kristen and Chris from Vision Dynamics. They want to hear See You Again by Miley because they miss their Sam. She quit 4 weeks ago. Man, oh, we're going to miss the Chris and Sam back and forths from Vision Dynamics.
Listen, you guys, tell your boss over there to sponsor this stupid segment. Yeah. As many times. They're like, why? Why bother? Why do we need to do that when you give it to us for free? All right. Is this a sneaky banger? That was a sneaky banger.
It was a sneaky banger.
On 99.7 DJX. Yeah, Kim rolls in and says, hey, in honor of Fearless, you got to play some old school Taylor. All right, we gotcha. Taylor from Fearless. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard, played on the radio in a long time.
So Kate said, first week back from maternity leave, I'm back in the office, so I need to jam Smack That by Akon. I love it.
Sounds like.
It's so sassy.
That's part of the reason why she got on maternity leave. All right, you do you, girl. Throwback Thursday. Watch me smack that. Throwback Thursday. Smack
that. Give me so sassy.
That was for Kate, who was back from maternity leave.
Yep, back in the office.
And we had suggested maybe this song was part of the reason why she was on maternity leave. And she messages back and says, yep, you're right. Love it. Love it. All right, Throwback Thursday.
So great. We got to say, Amber, she said, today is my mom's last step in her breast cancer journey.
Oh, wow.
She's getting new boobs today.
Yeah.
Go, girl, can you play my milkshake song?
Sure. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's That's better right. than yours. Damn right, Throwback it's Thursday. Better than yours. I could teach you. Kelsey rolls in on Twitter, says, hey. TBT, I'm prepared. All caps. So let's pretend it's my middle school dance. And play Shake It by Metro Station so I can run quickly drenched in sweat from the bathroom to the dance floor before I miss it. Meanwhile, I'm at work being a grown-up, LOL.
Oh, wow. That painted the picture.
I did. I'll take you back to running from the bathroom back to the dance floor. You're like, oh, my God, you're playing my song.
That's my song.
You didn't miss your song. You got in from the bathroom. All right. Philip rolls in. Hey, Need the Anthem by Good Charlotte from TBT. All right. Yeah, sure. Do that kind of pop punk. I like that.
Pop punk, a little bit of rock.
Yeah,
maybe.
A little pop punk, a little rock. I don't know. Rockheads would say this ain't rock, but, you know, whatever. Pop punk will work. We got you, Philip. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. When you pull these songs from the depths.
I mean, that was a bop. I totally forgot about it.
Yeah, yeah. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Got a message. Hey, for your listener who found that her fiance has a secret IG account.
Uh-oh, a little burner Instagram account, yeah. Interacting with the models.
Oh, wow. Just listen to what Beyonce is saying really closely. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Guys, we settle down. We're going to try to get to every single request that rolls in. We just can't get to them all right? Settle down. For goodness sake.
People are all caps yelling.
They're like, where's my song? I've literally waited 2 minutes. Okay, easy. Easy. Throwback Thursday's a process, okay?
Now I may not be the worst or the best, but you gotta respect my honesty. I'm only gonna break your heart. I'm only gonna break your
heart. I mean, this was a banger too!
It totally is!
We're playing nothing but bangers! I love it. Alright, Throwback Thursday on 99.7
EJX. Okay, so John just texted. This gets aggressive. Meeting with detectives because somebody broke into my storage unit, stole thousands of dollars of handcrafted items that I spent hundreds of hours making.
Oh, God.
Make my day worse. Play some Nickelback.
Oh, God, yes, we can do that. We can make it better, John.
John.
We can make it better with the greatest rock band ever.
Play don't back, John.
You don't know the every word.
I'm standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the box.
I'm on me rock star. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Hashtag bring back John's stuff.
Hashtag.
Seriously.
All right.
Oh my gosh. Can we just turn our attention now to an adorable 3-year-old? His name is Carter.
Okay.
Courtney is his mom. She said he loves singing and dancing to this particular song, which is huge for him because he just started talking 6 months ago.
Okay, listen, how old is he?
He is 3 years old, diagnosed with autism last February. His name's Carter, and he's amazing, and he needs to hear Aaron Carter, I Want Candy.
Okay. All right. Valid.
Oh, turn it up, Carter.
All right. Throwback Thursday.
This is for you.
I can't come out tonight. I'm going to see this girl.
Go to see you when the sun goes down.
Wow. When was the last time we played Aaron Carter on 99.7
Not sure, but thank you, Carter, because that was amazing. We went from Nickelback to Aaron Carter. That is only happening on DVD.
That only happens on DVD. All right, Gabe, we got you, buddy. I don't know when the last time I've heard Bastille on Throwback Thursday.
This is a first-time request, too. I will say that. First time this has ever been requested.
So, naturally, we gravitate towards those. Throwback Thursday.
Absolutely.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Listen, you are curating your own songs here. We are like today's top hits on Spotify, yet you get to choose every song.
Yeah, we're just along for the ride. You're the conductors on this freight train of fun, and Jenna approved. She said this is a superior TBT vintage sniffs.
Oh, yeah, sometimes it just takes you back to a moment. Just takes you back to a moment in your life when things are better. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw back songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to 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 back.
Wow. So many sharp left turns in that one. Kind of loved it. Happy birthday to Tiffany, by the way. Longtime listener. Big birthday. You look good, girl. Have a great day.
Kristen, I love Throwback Thursday so much. I'm sitting in my car. I don't miss a second. My air is broken. Oh, God. That stinks.
Oh, wow.
A tweet from Kelsey is like, hey, anyone else live for Throwback Thursday, even if you find it making you slightly late to wherever you're headed?
Yes, it's worth it, girl.
Yeah, we feel you. Kelsey, when I tell you that I jammed out to the point of almost being terminated, probably. Well, hey, listen.
Oh my God.
We'll put you in for a reference if you do, okay? We got you.
Absolutely.
We got you, girl. All right, that's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, the community really kind of came together with group therapy earlier, where Claire spoke to us about finding her fiance's secret Instagram account. And this secret Instagram account she stumbled upon had him reacting to, commenting on different like Instagram model type posts and accounts and stories and all that stuff. And a lot of people were saying, yo, this is a red flag. And that was Claire's thing. She's like, I know guys will like look at dirty websites. So maybe this is just part of that and there's nothing really to be worried about. Well, a lot said yes, there is to be worried about. Lacey had commented and said, hey, I had this happen to me, and I assure you, if it's happening there on Instagram, it's happening on Facebook too. And the messages are probably not anything you want to see. Address it and absolutely follow your initial gut reaction. Don't let your heart talk yourself into ignoring your gut, which is tough because they just got engaged and they were talking about engagement photos.
Oh, see, that's the hard part is we don't know, you know, what has happened, what the relationship was like leading up to this point. You know, she is still basking in the glow of literally being newly engaged.
And so,
that's her headspace. That's where her heart is when she's, you know, trying to figure out what to do with all this and how to process it.
I know. And it's tough. And she even said, like, I didn't want to address it in the moment because if I'm honest with myself, I was scared at what the answer was going to be. And that right there, that is like, you know, investigate why you think it might be scary for you to know about his Finsta or his burner account on Instagram.
Yeah, the biggest problem for everybody was the fact that it was a fake account and he was interacting.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Erica, you wanted to chime in?
It reminded me of so many times I've been through that. I probably have been stupid to stay with him, but 26 years is a long time. But he used the excuse that I didn't give him enough attention.
Oh.
So he was trying to get my attention.
So wait. So your guy was saying that since you weren't giving him enough attention, he was trying to get your attention by commenting and interacting with people online?
Yes, he did that. He had plentyoffish.com and had a profile.
And he was saying this was to get your attention so you would pay him more attention?
Yeah.
Oh,
was it like to make you feel bad? Like, hey, you don't know what you have in front of you. You see all these other people think I'm attractive or desirable.
Probably.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and I've gone through it. Like I said, we've been together 26 years now, and it's been off and on over those years.
It's okay. So you are still in a relationship with him?
Yes, we're married. We didn't get married till we were together 12 years and already had 3 kids together.
Yeah. Oh, God. Do you feel at this point you're too far invested to make a change, or did it work? I don't know. I'm just curious.
Off and on, it kind of worked. And yes, I do feel like I'm too invested in this. You know, it's just been, we've been together way too long, you know.
Yeah.
We've broken up several times, and one time while we were married, and he ended up moving in with another woman and starting a relationship with her while we were married, 3 hours away in Kentucky. I live in Indiana.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was gone most of that year, and I've always made excuses and lied about things. And for some reason, I wanted him back, and he came back, and we've been together since. But, you know, he would get drunk at night sometimes and message people on Facebook through Messenger, and they would message me saying, why is your husband messaging me? One woman I didn't even know.
No, you know, and that's such a bad position to put you in, where you have to then make excuses for your husband.
Right.
Is he better now? Are you in a good place? Or have you just resigned yourself to the fact that this is who he is and he's not going to change?
As far as I know, he hasn't been doing anything, but I haven't been investigating like I used to.
Yeah.
I used to try to sneak his phone and get on there and see what he's doing. It drove me so crazy. I would get on there so many times a day, check his activity, like to see what he's done, like what he's commented and what he's liked and this and that. I would look at his Messenger, but now I don't have his password because it got to the point where I told him, I said, listen, you need to change your password because this is driving me crazy. I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. And I did talk to him about it, and I, you know, confronted him and all that, and then like he'll be friends with women he doesn't even know, and I know this for a fact he doesn't know them because they live in other states. And I told him I didn't like that. And he didn't see the big deal in it. He said, well, you know, we're just friends or, and there's times where he hasn't, you know, he hasn't made any rude comments or anything sexual, but it's still the fact of it's something that bothers me and I've had to deal with this stuff before.
Now, Erica, you've heard our show before, right?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay, so, Erica, you know what people would say about your situation, right?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. I hope that things get better for you. It sounds like you've put up with a lot from this guy. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I hope there's something in it for you that brings you joy.
Yeah. Lately, the biggest thing I have an issue with is, well, in the last year and a half, he's only worked about 2 or 3 months. So I'm the only one working.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah, Erica, yeah. Our listeners would have definitely something to say about this. And I think you already know the answer. But that's going to have to be, I guess, a decision that you make for yourself and on your own. And the one thing I'll say, and, every relationship is its unique thing, and it's easy to judge from the outside, when you're not in it, but it's never too late. That's just what I'll say. So, Erica, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I? Because I've been trying to hold back. You said it perfectly when you summed it up. It's never too late to want better for yourself. I mean, this has been a pattern over 26 years. Time to move on and find someone that is going to value you and your relationship and put it above all. I mean, what kind of an example if the kids become aware of any of this?
I mean, they probably already are because...
You've got to consider that.
Yeah. She has justified everything. Okay.
And I know 26 years is a long time, and you don't want to sit there and think I've wasted 26 years if you walk away.
That's heavy.
However, there is way more time ahead in your life to where you can start over and find someone that is going to value you and your relationship and be a better example for the kids, because this is not something to show the kids and teach them how you treat people.
So, hey, hang on. Are we helping Claire, or are we now helping Erica here?
We just switched to Erica now, because I feel like we already did our time.
I think Erica was trying to show Claire that yes, it these situations happen, but the more we unpacked from Erica, the more we realized, yo, girl, you're still in this. You gotta.
And I just, my heart breaks for her because I know there's a billion layers to this.
Yeah.
I mean, with 26 years, a billion layers. I get that.
Yeah.
And it's easy for us to sit over here and say, girl, run.
I know. That's what I said.
Yes. But I want so much more for her. I mean, that is not love, and no one should settle for that.
Yeah. Yeah, Jared's like, there's no way she has a brother or a dad with a backbone that would step in and take this guy down. Yeah, you do need to have a support system around you. But yeah, all right. Wow.
We want to help.
We love you. That's what we're here for.
Thank you for trusting us with your story.
Yeah, that's why we do group therapy, because sometimes, and this is why what we always say, sometimes it's tough when you're in the moment to see, when you're so far invested in something, the big picture. And
I feel like we need to rename the segment to Tough Love with Ben and Kelly. I feel like that's often what they get.
They do. All right. Well, thank you, Erica. And again, if keep us posted on.
I need follow-ups from both.
I know. I need Claire and I need Erica. I mean,
we're invested.
Listen, I'm going to say this to Erica, to Claire, to anyone. It's never too late to do today what you've wanted to do forever.
And if you needed us to give you that extra push, let this be that push.
Dang it, we're here.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, so here's Ed Sheeran. DJ Hex. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, we've had quite a show here. Everything, and there's a lot of stuff from the show that you got to catch up on, especially if you didn't hear it in the moment. Podcast going to be up there a little bit later. WDGX.com, click listen. You can see some of the things that we were talking about on Facebook right now at Ben and Kelly Show. And
so many ways to chime in.
And then, we just opened up a whole nother can of worms with another listener who was talking about her situation. And
very similar situation. And you know what? We'll post that call up on Facebook here in a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get that all up there for you to relive at your own time and at your own pace.
Do you have any, like, animal farts or something? I feel like we need to, like, a sharp left turn. It's just...
I mean, I've got animal mating sounds. Does that work?
Yeah, let's do that. All right. Yeah, let's do that. Well, I don't know if that's appropriate.
Well, it's fine. It's just, what animal do you want?
I don't know. Give me a turtle. Give me a box turtle.
A small or large one?
Give me the large one.
All right. I mean, the sound of a large turtle mating is pretty good.
I regret it.
Do you want
this? I regret that.
Do you want the small little cute guy mating now?
Yeah, give me the box turtle. Yeah, the little one.
All right, there you go. That'll tie everything up. That'll tie everything up with a bow there. All right, like we said, catch everything that you missed on the podcast, WDJX.com.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.